Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God this morning on a special Sunday in the annual calendar of St. John's Presentation Sunday, where these four young gentlemen have been working for the last month to put this service together. It's been a joy to share with them and learn from them, and I trust you'll be blessed by what they offer this morning. So a special welcome to extended family members here and friends for them, as well as family and friends of Sadie's for her dedication. Next Sunday, May 4th, there's a few things going on with the youth breakfast for grades 6 through 12, graduate recognition and Christian education recognition, and following the 10:30 service, David Stuckey's retirement cookie social. And then also remember that in the community, there is the Burger Bash, and you can find information about those on page 9, and I invite Missy Warnke to come forward. There she is.
I couldn't sit in my normal spot. Everything's all weird. So, good morning. I just wanted to take the moment to personally invite each one of you to the Fish Pantry's open house today from 1 to 3. So, if you have nothing to do this afternoon, come join us. The Fish Pantry Board is so grateful for the generous gifts that we've been given from both you at St. John's and the entire Archibald community. So, we're inviting everyone to stop in and see what we've been up to. We've been doing a lot of renovations, so we'd like for you to see what your contributions have done. The pantry is going to be open for you to walk through, see the improvements that we've made, tour our enlarged shopping area for our clients. You can learn more about what the pantry does and how we serve. We hope you stay. We're having hot dogs, chips, and cookies for lunch and enjoying some good fellowship. So I look forward to seeing each one of you this afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you, Missy. The altar flowers, the arrangements on the altar themselves are from the Celebration of Life service yesterday in memory of Diane Wyrick, and the family thanks you for that time together. And if you've not figured out, we have a change of seating here in the sanctuary, and the big difference is be aware that none of the pews are screwed to the floor any further, so none of the chairs are. When you go to stand up, you can't pull too hard on the seat in front of you. Okay, be aware of that. Let us worship God this morning. Let us begin.
Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise the God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the resounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp, the lyre. Praise him with the trembel and the dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, may you guide our hearts and minds as we seek guidance, Lord. We come before knowing your presence is short of strength and inspiration. Amen.
All the music this morning has been picked by the four confirmands that will be presenting today. We invite you to sing with us our opening praise. It is called Waymaker.
You are here, turning lives around. worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Please stand if you are able for the call to worship. Today we celebrate a journey of faith, one filled with questions, growth, and discovery.
We come with open hearts, ready to worship God who is all with us.
We as confirmants have explored our beliefs and are choosing to take this next step.
With courage and faith, you move forward journey to the story of God's story.
So let us worship the one who calls us, claims us, and sends us out with purpose.
With joy and gratitude, we come to worship God.
Let's pray. Gracious God, today we give thanks for the journey, for the questions, the doubts, and learning, and growing. You have been with us through it all, guiding us with love and patience. We thank you for each confirmant, for their courage to ask big questions, for their presence.
Everyone. So let us join, as you are able to, sing I'll Fly Away, followed by Days of Elijah, as we praise and await the Lord's return.
Some glad morning when the sun is over.
I'm Please bow your heads in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we begin this day with gratitude, acknowledging your majesty and power. You are the creator of all things, the source of wisdom, the sustainer of life. We praise you for your holiness, your endless love, and your boundless grace. Lord Jesus Christ, we honor you as our Redeemer, our Savior, and the one who intercedes for us. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross and for offering us forgiveness and eternal life through your resurrection. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and we dedicate our hearts to you. Lord, I ask that you lift up myself and my three friends leading the service today for Presentation Sunday. We ask for your wisdom, courage, and peace to be with us as we share the bless our efforts and allow your words to glorify you and inspire everyone present. We also bring before you our request for healing for those suffering physically, emotionally, or spiritually. May your hand of restoration bring comfort and strength to those in need. Surround them with your peace and fill them with hope that comes from you alone. As we move forward into this day, may your Spirit guide us in all that we do. Help us reflect your love, grace, and the truth to everyone we encounter. Father, we humbly confess our sins before you. We have fallen short in many ways, both as individuals and as a community. Forgive us for the pride, selfishness, and failures that separate us from your will. Cleanse us, renew us, and help us to walk into righteousness as we strive to reflect your love in all we do. Thank you for your endless mercy and grace, forgiving us when we repent and providing us with hope each day. We are grateful for the blessings you have bestowed upon us and for guidance you offer through your word and your Spirit. As we worship and pray together, let us lift up the words Jesus taught us to pray. With hearts united, let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
The book of Joshua opens, Joshua becoming the new leader of the Israelites following the death of Moses. The Lord charges Joshua to lead with courage and remain obedient to the book of the law. Joshua 1:6-9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Jeremiah 29 is a letter the prophet sent to the Israelites living in exile in Babylon. The letter offers hope and promise for the future, realizing they'll remain in exile for another 70 years. Jeremiah 29, 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from the captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I have carried you into exile.
I invite all children forward. Good morning. Let me show you what we have today. What is it? It's an empty box. What can you do with an empty box?
Well, we can stand up on its side and pretend that it's a refrigerator. But wait, if we really use it for that, then all the food we put in it will begin to spoil and stink up the place.
Or we can lay it flat, climb in it, or use it for a car. But wait, I'm too big for it. The box. I'll crush it. Besides, it has no wheels.
We could use it for a hat, but wait, the box is too big for my head, and it really isn't very stylish.
Maybe this box just doesn't have a purpose.
But this box does have a purpose. It is best used when it's used as it is designed.
You can put things in the box and store things in it. That is what this box was made for. It is only really of value to us if we can use it for what it was designed for.
This box is a lot like you and us. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
God has a plan for our lives. We might try to live our lives the way we want to, but we will only really be of great value to anyone when we are doing what God has planned for us.
God has a very important plan for each of us, and God wants us to find it and fulfill it, all with his help, of course. When we discover what God's plans are for us, we find great joy in being what God made us to be.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have a plan for our lives. Help us to discover those plans and to allow you to complete those plans. We want to be useful to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And our class creed. In Easter's resurrection of Jesus from the grave, which affirms that all the teachings and promises of Jesus, we believe in the resurrection because the Bible explains it through Scripture. We believe in God's word, written by people who were inspired by God and what they wrote. We believe the more you know about the Bible, the closer you get to God. We believe the Bible is the foundation of faith and life, teaching us lessons for life which we use in our daily lives. We understand that Jesus died in public, so why should we worship in private? Jesus did not have to die for us, but he did. He experienced the painful, dreadful crucifixion to save us from our sins. We believe that Jesus died for us, so we want to live for him, which gives us purpose to our lives. To worship, to read the Bible, to spread the gospel, Jesus died for us to forgive us, so why not just believe? We believe we each have a need to repent for no matter how hard we try to do our best, we still commit sin. So we need to confess, ask God for forgiveness, and turn away from what tempts us to sin. We believe our earthly life right now is not what matters most, for eternal life matters more. We believe that as we love Jesus, our actions must show that love to others. Actions such as not getting mad and seeking revenge when someone hurts you, or speaking right, not taking the Lord's name in vain.
It is a blessing and honor to invite my son and daughter-in-law, Ryan and Kira, to bring their little daughter, Sadie Janine Christman, forward for this service of dedication. We share in the rite of infant dedication, an outward and visible sign of Ryan and Kira's desire in the Christian faith to nurture and to raise Sadie within the life-giving faith of Jesus Christ. We know from Mark chapter 2 that Joseph and Mary presented Jesus to the Lord at the temple as he was being consecrated to the Lord according to Jewish custom, which would have been about 40 days after his birth. Our faith informs us that our children belong to God and are entrusted into our hands to love and to protect, to nurture and to encourage. The Lord is present all along the way of a child's growth, and many are the resources our Creator provides. This sanctuary is full of many hearts and hands whom God has drawn together into a family of faith. Within the Church of Jesus Christ, no parent stands alone. We are here to help share in this awesome and exciting responsibility of raising our children, to help them grow, to have faith in Christ, to tell them the stories of Jesus, to live out the words and teachings of Jesus so that they will know the truth of Scripture and to encourage them to walk by faith, little by little, as they grow and mature. We have examples of nurturing growth in Tucker and Ethan, Jude and Elijah. Ryan and Kira, you have brought Sadie before this congregation to dedicate her to the Lord. You are dedicating her into the faith we have in Jesus Christ, a faith that is set forth in the words of the Apostles' Creed, the words of which are on the screen. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Kira and Ryan have chosen two passages as scripture guidance for dedicating Sadie to the Lord. First from Luke 18, verses 15 through 17. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come unto me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Into the true words of Proverbs 22:6, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." So the promises of dedication. I ask you, Ryan and Kira, as parents of Sadie, is it your desire that Sadie be dedicated into this faith as we have proclaimed it? If so, answer, it is. Will you, to the best of your ability, and with God's help, provide a loving Christian family home in which Sadie can grow in love, loyalty, and obedience to God? If so, answer, we will. Do you promise, always with God's help, by your life and teaching, to lead Sadie into an understanding of the Christian gospel and into the service of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you endeavor, God being your helper, to guide and instruct Sadie to grow in faith so that she might later be received into the fellowship of the church through baptism, fully sharing in the worship and the ministry of the church? If so, answer, we will. I made the mistake of looking into the eyes of my son. Members and friends of St. John's, if you accept the call to be a community of faith to this child and to these parents, would you read the congregational pledge with me as found in the bulletin? You are dedicating your child to Satan, to the powerful and loving providence of God.
We pledge to share in the Christian nurture of Satan, and we will support by our example and love
your efforts to provide a loving and caring home.
We're trusting God grows, and Christ's faith is chosen. Our prayers.
Sadie Janine Chrisman, we dedicate you to the Lord. May the nurture that you receive from your parents and your family, from your church family, and the presence of God in your life be a blessing to you and lead you towards someday knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for each and every precious gift of life. And Lord, in this dedication of young Sadie, we pray that you would bless her with the presence of your Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, that she would come to know Jesus as her Lord and Savior throughout her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Kira went back to work on Monday this last week, and Lynn is watching her on Mondays and Fridays. And Kira's parents are watching her on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And whenever Lynn is busy, the other grandfather gets to sub. And Lynn got to play for the senior citizens luncheon at Archbold Schools on Friday. So Sadie came to visit Grandpa at church, and we practiced doing just this. But she was not sleeping at that time.
Then this next song, In Christ Alone, was chosen by Ryan and I for little Sadie. We pray that she always remembers that God is with her and has done so much for her. He is our light, and we will help her to see that too.
Please stand as you're able and join us.